I guess I have to be involved in the thing for it to actually listen to me. So welcome everybody to a mid-month session of the Every Second Matters Project. Stuff just doesn't happen. It has to be done. So one of the things that can be done with the Every Second Matters Project would be to put the Every Second Matters discussions in audio format into the podcast systems that are out there. How fun is that? So nobody just does that. Somebody has to do it. So that's what I'm going to be doing right now. And I figured since this is a task that, you know, should, can, sometimes gets done, then let's see if we can't get the podcast set back up. So I'm reading and talking at the same time here. So since I got to do this, I figured I'd go live and let people jump in if they want. There's a link over. Wait, is there a link over on the Patreon? So if somebody wants a link, let me know. I don't know if I bothered sending out links or not, actually. I set these things up last month after Every Second Matters. And again, the idea is that things have to, you know, somebody's got to do some of these things. So I figured if we want to get the Every Second Matters Project onto the podcast platforms, got to take some time and do that. Might as well do it live, or at least attempt to do it live and make it a 2A media workshop session. So anybody wants to jump in, feel free, or let me know and I'll send you a link and then you can jump in. We can chat about how to set up a podcast or Every Second Matters, but that's it. So right now I'm in here setting up the feed again. And there's a couple of things that are necessary. You need something, right? You need some audio. So we host an Every Second Matters chat each month. And the first thing I'll do is open up my computer's browser and I'll see where I'm at with the downloads. So each month we record a live session and then that live session gets rendered into an actual video and left on the platform, the YouTube platform. So one thing that can be done would be to, let me see, I guess I gotta sort these by date. One thing to be done would be to go grab that video and download it. Another thing you can do is grab that video and download just the audio portion of it. So when you download just the audio portion of it, you're left with an audio file. And I'm pretty sure I downloaded those, but I've moved them since I downloaded them. So now I'm on a adventure to go find where I put those things. This is probably where. So, oh, I didn't even bother. So I was going to, and then I said, nah, I might as well do this live. All right. So the first section, the first thing I'll do, and I'm just going to describe this. If anybody wants to jump in, feel free. Let me know. Otherwise, I'll just describe what I'm doing here. I'm not going to bother putting everything on the screen because that takes an extra level of attention and it's not really necessary. Nobody's really watching this as a how-to, I'm assuming. Or you jump in. So I'm going to just assume that people are watching it because they got nothing else to do. And we'll leave this as an audio version of a workshop. All right, so the first thing I'm going to do in this process is head over to the Every Second Matters YouTube page. That's where those videos are. So we host the discussions on the second day of each month. I can't say I do it every month. I try to do it often, but somebody does it each month since 2013. And the ones that I've hosted are on the Every Second Matters channel. So I'm going to head over to the Every Second Matters channel, go to the video tab of that channel, and then I can see the different videos that we're talking about. I guess I'm going to close out of that one. So now I'm going to bring up some software that I use. And this is software that I download onto my computer. And it was free. I didn't pay for it. And it updates every once in a while in order to stay working. And I didn't have to pay for it because it gives me ads. So as I'm opening the software right now, it gave me an ad to buy it. And that'll nag me every time I use it. And there's probably, I don't know, multiple versions of that that someone could get for free or purchase. So what I'm doing is I'm going to the video tab of Every Second Matters YouTube channel. I've opened up the last...
I've never feel like they have enough.
think I've opened up every video from this year. So January, February, March. I didn't do in April. So May, June videos. And then I paused them. That's what that little weird sounds were. So now I'm going to go to the grab the URL from June and I head over to my software and it'll take the URL and it'll begin to, I don't know what it does. It calls it parsing it. And it'll eventually ask me, do I want to pull down the audio or the video? So I'm going to pull down both eventually, but right now I'm going to pull down just the audio. It'll be faster, and that's the part I'm going to need first for updating or creating a Every Second Matters podcast. However, I'm also going to pull down the videos, and then at some point, one of these mid-month sessions will go live, and we'll create a bunch of Every Second Matters channels on, or use the Every Second Matters channels that are already created on the various platforms that are out there, and we'll upload the videos that we've downloaded to those other platforms for reach and for redundancy, so that we have the videos out there on more than one platform. So it's all this time, it's still parsing. So is this a long video? Yeah, it's a 2-hour and 23-minute video, so it's gonna take a little while. We're going to have some issue with these long files, a couple of issues. They become large files. So when you record a large show, then the file becomes very large, both audio and video. So now I just finished parsing and it's asking me, do I want audio or video? So I'm going to download audio and I'll go ahead and download the largest, you know, the best resolution, whatever, of audio. And that'll take some time. So basically it first went and looked at what the video is and if it's good to go, if it has access, and now it's taken some time to pull just the audio version of that. You'll get an idea on a 2-hour and 23.5-hour video that was created, you know, discussion that lasted 2.5 hours long, rendered into a video that's 2.5 hours long. We're about halfway through rendering. So it took more time to parse it than it did to render. And I don't know what these terms mean. They're just what the software says it's doing. So in other words, it has to look at the file. And then once it's looked at the file, it doesn't take very long to pull the audio down. And it is just about to be finished with June. So it took that long. Oh, no, I'll shut up. It's still doing something else. So it did something. And now it's going through and doing the rest of it. So maybe it'll take twice as long to do it. Either way, we'll be doing that for both June. Well, for June, May, March, and February, and January, we'll end up with a bunch of files. Then I'll take those files, and I have a couple of options. They're audio files, so I can run them through an audio software. And I may do that, but I probably won't. When you run it through the audio software, you can do things like run filters, you can remove pauses, you can clean it up, you can apply automatic filters to it or automatic processes to it, which are developed by people who know what they're doing in the audio realm. In other words, they'll accomplish a bunch of editing tasks for you pretty simply. They might not be perfect, but you know, broad strokes, they take care of a lot of effort quickly. Or you can go in there and learn how to adjust certain things that you're looking for on your own. And that's well, that's the two main ways I think people do it. I guess another third way to do it would be to take the audio files and give them to someone who's an expert in all that. And once you figure out with that person what it is your end result is, then they just run that process through all of your audio files when you send it to them. Of course, now you've got time, however long it takes you to send it to them and get them back, and then cost. So, and then, you know, but that could be a big hand. It could be pretty handy for some people that aren't interested in the tech side of it. Okay, so now it's done with the audio from the June Every Second Matters. So I'm going to take the May Every Second Matters, which was a 3-hour video, an even longer one, and shove it into the software, and it'll start doing its thing. So you get an idea. It takes quite a few minutes here. At least it seems like it takes a few minutes. It takes forever when you're not talking about it. For each of these little steps to take place. So I'll be doing that as I head over to figure out where to start shoving these things. So as I mentioned, you're going to have an audio file of some size for each of the projects or each of the episodes or each of the podcast videos that you recorded. Now you're going to want to put those either into a platform. Let's see, what kind of platforms are there for podcasting? We've got the iHeartRadio. I guess we'll just open these up. We got iHeartRadio. We've got the iTunes. I think I already had that one open. And then we've got Google Podcasts. We've got Spotify. And then there's a whole bunch on Stitcher and some others, but we can get to them through one called Podbean. So there's some that are individual. Well, all of them are individual, but some of them you can... Waiting for a call from somebody, so need to take somebody's harassing calls. So now that's the second 3-hour version downloading. I guess I was saying you can send it out to each of these different platforms, each of these different podcast distribution places, and then some of them will allow you to upload to one place, and then it'll distribute for you. So I'm using Podbean to distribute out to a couple, Amazon, and there's a couple of weird ones that nobody probably uses, but might be specific to phones or apps or things like that. But some of them you can go just directly to, and that's what we're going to see, which is the better way to go. So some of these allow you to add shows pretty easily. Some of them you have to submit your show and then have it approved type of thing. And I'm not sure what their application processes are. So what I'm going to do is start figuring out where to put the podcasts. All right, so one of the options is Podbean, where you upload your files to Podbean. And they have free accounts and they have paid for accounts. And I'm not sure what all the differences are, but I'm almost positive that as a individual, I'm not going to be able to have multiple streams. My account... Yeah, so I probably have to log out and log back in with a different one. So that's what I might do for Podbean for this particular show. So I'm going to go ahead and log out. Another option would be to host the... Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to do it with this. So it was a waste of time. I'll log back in. If you were hosting a small or shorter show, a one-hour show, then it would be possible to host it on Podbean for free. But if you host anything for some, I forget how long it is, but it's like an hour or something, then Podbean wants you to pay for it. So in other words, you can put your audio file somewhere and they'll host it. And some of them are free for a while or for some amount, but then everything costs money. So they're going to eventually need to charge you for what you're going to be putting up there. So another option would be to pay for one of these services or to have your own hosting. And that's what we use. So I won't get into all that. Most people aren't going to do that. But what we'll end up doing is putting the audio files on the internet with a feed, with a stream, and then we'll point that stream to the different podcast distribution hubs. So what we're doing right now is we just saw the second one stop there. So now I can go to March show. That one is only an hour and 40 minutes, so quite a bit shorter than the other two. It should take much less time to go through the process on as far as downloading the audio from it. Maybe I will go over here, because now I'm thinking about it. They're never longer than 4 hours, and Podbeam is all about an hour a week. So if I create an account, I'm going to try to create an account, and then we'll see if we can't divide the 3 hour shows up into 3 1-hour shows and cram them up onto Podbean for free. Then Podbean will become a distribution center for shows. So one more reason I'm not screen sharing is that this would be a real pain to attempt screen sharing and everything. That's interesting. Oh, that's why. So I did have offer to put some links out there if anybody is podcasting or attempting to podcast. I can offer whatever insight I've got on it. Whoop. There we go. Yep, so now I need to create another account here. And Patriots out there, good afternoon. Wonderful flag day to you. Oh, and happy birthday to the Army. Yep. I forgot how old they are. 247? Something like that. Older than you, right? But wait, are we older than you? Yeah, I think we're a little bit older than you. We're older than you by like a week or something. Like your birthday will be coming up in a minute. I'm looking for this. So now I'm heading over to I'm talking to typing at the same time. I'm setting up this account. Oh, come on. Just give me my email. Oh, snap. Did I? Oh, I did. All right, well, I think this is what I ended up doing. What in the what? What did it come up with? Oh, I see. It's weird. So in order to make it so that you can't screw with their system, they give you a really absurd username until you confirm. So basically, I went into Podbeam, which is a place where I can post the audio files. They'll allow me to have a free service, a free account on their system, although they'd rather I pay for the system. And then the free one will allow me, does it even tell me? No. But it'll allow me to upload some amount of hours, like 1 hour a week for a month or something like that. And very limited. And it'll only do so many automated things for me. So trying to type in the stuff that it wants. Get it a profile pic. I think I keep profile pics for this over here. Crump's out there hunting and stuff. Good afternoon. All right, I think I just made a little this one so that I can put it on these kind of only. It's so weird. So a lot of times lately, the uploads are changing the user, are changing the file name of the images. What's up with that? Is there something going on with the internet where they don't want spaces and image names anymore? Is that going to hurt the internet or something? Let's see. This is weird. So I'll give it a 3 hour. So it's just asking me all my basic. Oh, I didn't save. It's asking me all my basic questions. And I didn't save this either. Great. Now save. Now it'll save. You gonna save? Yes. All right. So now should be able to no, I don't need to upload a new episode. So what I did is okay, it's given me 5 hours, I guess, per month. So now I downloaded the most recent Every Second Matters first, which probably wasn't the smartest idea. So let's see. I probably want to go grab January, which is 2 hours, and download that one next. Then I'll upload January's first. So to summarize what we've done for the last 23 minutes is we started the show and introduced it. I tempted to explain what we're doing here. This is some maintenance slash upkeep slash upgrades for the Every Second Matters project. Instead of doing them quietly behind closed doors, we're going live, and this is one of, you know, many, many tasks that can be accomplished on a project. So we're considering this a 2A media workshop. There are links out there if you want. If you're a Patreon, you can jump in for sure. If you want to jump in, let me know. But the idea is to explain the process and the steps to take your concept or your project and turn it into an actual podcast. All right, so we have the Every Second Matters project that's been going on since 2013. And on the second day of each month, we get together and talk about what the Second Amendment protects. The idea is to prevent apathy and to create channels and modes of communication that, when necessary, are available. And when, you know, when that stuff's not on the hot list or on the news, it keeps a conversation going so that we're not meeting each other for the first time whenever we need to come together for a reason, like now. So the Every Second Matters Project, one of my parts of it, or one of the things I've contributed to it, is hosting these rooms on the second day of each month on the Every Second Matters channel. And we're now going to those videos from the Every Second Matters channel and downloading the audio from them. And I've downloaded in this 25 minutes so far, we've already downloaded the June episode, which was 2.5 hours. The May, which was 3 hours, and then the March, which was about 1 hour and 45 minutes. We're now about a quarter of the way through downloading the January 2022 episode, which is almost 2 hours long. And once that's downloaded, we'll be taking that audio and uploading it to the newly created account on a podcast hosting service. So we created an account, a free account on a podcast hosting service. They're going to facilitate us taking these audio files that we downloaded off of YouTube, and we can upload them to the service. Once they're on the service, they'll help distribute them to the various podcasting platforms that share podcasts out there, iTunes and Google and iHeartRadio and that kind of thing. All right, so just now that 2-hour podcast finished downloading. I'm going to just real quick start the February one on its process of downloading, since my computer can do more than one thing at a time. And now we'll head over to the the podcasting distribution place, and we're going to choose a file to upload, and we're going to grab that January Every Second Matters file, and it'll say we can't download that one because we don't like the name of the file, so we're going to replace a bunch of stuff. And then it says, dun dun dun, the max uploading file is 100 megabytes for a free account. You may upgrade your account to upload larger files. So that's one of the ways that they'll get you, by giving you something for free. But what do you expect? They're giving it to us for free, right? So how do we work within those constraints? Let's take a look at how big that file is. So I'm going to go back and act like I'm going to upload it, and I'm going to hover over it, and it's 101 megabytes. How annoying is that? So just to look in here, the next one is 92. The next one is 165. One of them is 131. And then that gives us an idea. So each of these is going to need to be honed down just a little bit, probably. So one option is, I guess, when I look over here, when I am downloading a 2-hour audio, I'm downloading a 4-hour episode from February. That was actually a really good episode, Every Second Matters. A 4-hour episode. I can download it, the audio from it, at the quality of 128, whatever that means, and that's going to end up with a 229 megabyte file. Or I can download with the audio quality of 112 instead of 128. And that's still an MP3 file, but it'll be a lower quality, I guess, at just under 200 megabytes. So what I'm going to do is, I guess I'll just leave it. I could potentially, though, flip it to the low quality and upload it as two files because they'd be under 200. This one's going to be a little bit over 200, so I'm going to download it as a 200 and something megabyte file anyway, and then we're going to go add another step. All right, so I just tried to upload the first of five files, and it said it's just 1 megabyte too big, which is fine. That's how robots are. It took a look, and the other files are all pretty much just a little bit too big to be uploaded to this free account. I'm not going to pay for an account, so there's that. We're going to put that on the table right away, right? So the next thing I'm going to do is open up some software that I'm paying for. That's why I'm not paying for that other software. So one I am paying for is an audio file. So I'm opening up that audio file. Here's the deal. I don't know how to do this stuff, so I'm not going to waste everybody's time. But, well, that's interesting. I don't use this software very often. So it says, a previous session of it quit unexpectedly. You may open the recovered session now, delete it, or do something later. So I don't use this software very much. The last time I was using it, I was trying to figure out what I'm about to have to do right now, which is how to fiddle with an audio file. And I had it open, and I had a YouTube video open that I was watching to learn off of, and I was practicing with the software, and I must have just either shut off the computer. And it's now asking me if I want to recover all that stuff that I had been working on. Well, I don't want to, but instead of just clicking that button, I figured I'd take the time to mention that this software is huge, and the fact that it can store a session, so not just like the final copy of what I was working on, but all the undo steps, all the iterations of it that led up from when I started it, or at least however many backup steps it has. It might be 100, it might be 25, it's probably a lot more than that. Every backup step and the final copy is saved in this software's memory, and that has to be on my hard drive. It's could be in the cloud, but I think it's on my hard drive in a temporary file. So when you run software, keep in mind how it's running on your machine. So right now, this software is bogging down my machine. What I probably need to do is learn how to clear its temporary files, the files that this software uses to remember stuff, to try to help me out. When I don't really care about that, when I'm okay with it deleting stuff, I'd rather it just have a lot of open space. So when I want it to work, it's quicker instead of being sluggish all the time because it's trying to remember too much stuff. So anyway, I'm waiting for this other file to download. I figured I'd take a second to mention that element of software, especially nice software. Anything that's decent is going to have those kind of features, and they're nice, but you know, just like having a really nice feature in a vehicle could be great. If you leave it on and you park and you come back and your battery's dead, that feature is less interesting when it costs you, you know, having to jump a battery or something. So here's the thing. I'm not gonna be able to do this step because, like I just said, I don't know what to do next. I know the concept, but I haven't figured out what buttons to push in the software. So the next step is I need to take these audio files, which are each over 100. Some of them are just over 100, and some of them are a lot over 100, like 200, 300 megabytes. So they're going to need to be chopped into two or sometimes three pieces. So since I have to chop them into pieces, I need to put them into some sort of software so that I can do that. But if I'm going to put them into software anyway and have to spend all that time and effort, I'm going to learn how to spruce them up, clean them up a little bit. I mentioned earlier that you can take these audio files once you've downloaded them and run them through some software to clean them up. And I'm going to need to run them through some software to trim them up. But if I'm in there anyway, I might as well go watch a couple of YouTube videos. I'll type into YouTube how to clean up a podcast audio in the software that I'm using. And then, you know, there'll be a whole bunch of videos there. I'll click through a couple of them until I find somebody who gets to the point and isn't farting around and kind of knows what they're talking about. That might take you 5 or 10 clicks to figure out which videos you're going to dig, and then watch a video of it. And if that answers all your questions, you just got to go play with your software again. Sometimes you dig around, and depending on what you're doing, it's worth watching a couple of different videos, especially on something creative. You might find somebody who's really good at explaining what they do, but they do something weird, or they do it a weird way or a complicated way, or they do it one way for some reason that you don't really need to. So watch a couple of two or three. Sometimes I like watching people that are just weird people doing it because they're going to probably be doing something in a different way than everybody else. And software is just like anything. Softwares can be, some people will just run it one way and other people run it outside the box. And some of that stuff can be pretty interesting and effective. So what I'm going to need to do is go watch some videos on how to clean up the audio. That'll be, for me, pretty easy because the software I'm using is pretty good. It's from Adobe, and that'll mean I just need to know where the buttons are to push. But I've already kind of figured this out on some of my other software, and I'm assuming I'm going to just need to know where these buttons are. But I'll have the audio file that's just a little bit too big to put on my free podcast distribution place. So I'll open it up in my audio software, and then right away I'll try to find a button that says remove all the pauses or remove the blank times, because that's usually something that the software can just figure out and do. And it won't just remove the blanks. It'll remove the blanks so that it doesn't sound really weird, right? It knows, it'll use some kind of logarithm to remove the duration of the blank, but not the pause. So it won't sound artificial. It won't sound highly edited. Once you do that, depending on how many pauses there are in something like a 2.5 hour video, there might be quite a lot of pauses. So right away, that one button push might bring my file size, my end file size down just because it's not as long. But I might have to do some other stuff. So what I'll probably do is figure out how to, what is this? I don't even know the words, but make the tone and the volume and blah, blah, blah more consistent. So if you look at a audio file, it's a bunch of peaks and valleys and stuff. You know, it looks like some kind of squiggly line. Well, one of the buttons you can push in most software is to bring those lines into a range so that all the peaks and valleys become a little more constrained. And it doesn't sound real artificial, but it stops your volume from being really loud once in a while and very quiet once in a while, so that it's more easy for someone to listen to who isn't fiddling with, you know, isn't able to fiddle with their volumes. Otherwise, you can change treble and bass and all that stuff. I don't know what it is, but usually there's presets in there. My software for my other stuff, I can just click on like the podcast preset and it sounds pretty good. So I'll probably find, I'll open up the software in this audio after watching a few videos. I'll know where to click so that I can give it like a nice filter so that it sounds a little cleaner, remove some of the background noises or something if that's necessary. In other words, I'll learn some of the buttons in the software, apply those buttons, and ideally end up with a file that's small enough to just upload into the free distribution system. However, if it's not short enough just as is, I'll be able to use the software to find a good place to pause it and cut it in half, and then, or, you know, cut it into two pieces and then upload part one, part two. And since I'm in the audio software, I could add another commercial. I could add a second intro. Hey, welcome back to part two, right? Something like that. I'll be able to add and, you know, incorporate all that. So once you do that a few times in the software, you get used to it. And once you get used to it, you know, that becomes another capability you have, just another element you've got. So once I'll have to do this to shorten the videos and I'll be able to clean up the videos, I'll have a pretty good idea if this was like laborious or not. If it takes a moment or two to do this, I might go do it on all my podcasts going forward. If it takes an extra 2 hours out of my week to do it, I might not even do it ever. I'll just start making my podcast shorter so I don't have to edit them at all. Because that's a third, fifth, whatever, that's another option. Can't do it now in the ones that exist, but going forward, if you make your audio or if you make your overall live sessions short enough within some window that you never have to edit them, then, you know, that's something you can do going forward. All right, so during this time, we've been on for almost an hour, well, 30 minutes, and I've downloaded 5 different sessions from Every Second Matters. I've created the free account on a podcast distribution system, and then I'll be attempting to get the Every Second Matters podcast now out on iTunes, Google, Podbean, Spotify, Pandora, if it'll let me, iHeartRadio, and then a couple of others, Stitcher, and what's the other one? Another one. And then that way, at once a month, the Every Second Matters can get out with a little bit more reach, have a little bit more redundancy because it's out there on more platforms. And then the idea of it is to let people know that, you know, there's things to talk about the second all the time, and urgency is necessary sometimes, but the important stuff, let's make time for some of that important stuff too. All right, well, there's been a bit of an audio version of a two-way media workshop, giving a little bit of insight into what gets done to make these things happen. None of this stuff just happens. You have to put some effort into it. Putting effort into one project gives you the skill set and experience to tackle other projects. So I didn't have to learn how to do this for the Every Second Matters project. I do this for the Daily Gun Show project, and I'm just applying it to the Every Second Matters project. So if you're interested in sharing some experience and expertise that you've got, definitely let us know and be part of an Every Second Matters project. Be part of, we can create a media workshop for it. There's other people out there, CloverTech, that often focuses on tools and techniques and behind the scenes of building the channel. Podcasting, there's quite a few people out there that are podcasting, so if you've got questions, there's plenty of people to ask, and getting the answers from different people will usually give you more to work with, right? All right, with that, thanks everybody for joining us. Saw Echo jumped in here, Fifth Thumb, thank you. Kingpin was out here, already said hey to Huntin and Crump. Got Patriot and mentioned Flag Day and Army Birthday, and we got Tara out there, Gunpowder Beauty, Ozzy, Sandhills jumped in, Outdoors with Matt, and I think that's it. So thanks everybody for joining and listen, wherever you're watching this in the future, maybe I'll post this as a podcast. How weird will that be? If you're listening to this as a podcast on the place we just set up as a podcast, feel free to use the comments on the podcast. That's what it's all about, to let those mechanisms, or use those mechanisms, those levers and buttons that they created in order to use the internet and not just be an observer out there. All right, thanks for watching and listening. I guess I really don't have Every Second Matters intro music. Somebody wants to make some Every Second Matters intro music, go for it.